When he followed Duvalier into the brighter light of the little honeycomb of rooms that composed the toilet and washing facilities at the rear of the hall, Valentine put a hand on her shoulder. She and everything around her didn't look quite right. There was little color in her skin, and the wooden walls were ashen, like bleached-out driftwood.
Just a second. Why do you look different? The light's all odd.
It's not the light. It's your eyes. A cat with some medical training explained it to me once. It has to do with the cells in your eyes. I guess there are two kinds. He called them rods and cones. The rods are good at picking up low light levels. You got a whole lot more rods now. Your color vision will return once your eyes get used to it. Right now, your brain is just not processing it right. That was his theory. You'll adapt. In any kind of light, short of pitch black, you're going to have no trouble seeing from here on out.
Oof. Did the doctor explain the drunken feeling?
Well, that was even more confusing, and it's got to do with your ears. We have these little bags of liquid in our ears that help us keep our balance. Some animals, cats in particular, have a whole different set of nerve fibers attached to them. You know how a cat always lands on its feet, or at least nearly always? It's from these nerves. Their balance corrects as involuntarily as your leg moving when your knee gets tapped. Right now, you're oversensitized again.
She walked into the kitchen and picked up a sack of flour.
Stand on one leg. Raise the other one like a dog marking a tree. Higher. Okay, keep it there.
Valentine obliged, noticing that as he raised his leg, he barely moved. Normally, he would wobble a bit.
Now, catch!
She tossed the 10-pound sack of flour with a shoving motion. He caught it a few inches from his chest, causing little puffs of flour to shoot in the air. What's more, his leg was still raised.
Interesting.
Valentine returned his leg to the floor. He shifted the bag of flour in his hands and, quick as a flash, hurled it back at her. She snatched the bag out of the air, but the weakened sack unleashed a white bomb full in her face.
Mother!
Duvalier emerged from the cloud in kabuki makeup and fury. Valentine quickly read Alessa's expression. Their eyes locked for a second, like a gazelle and cheetah staring at each other on the veld.
Whoa!
He ran for his life.
Dead meat, Valentine!
She streaked after him in a flash. Valentine went to the stairs up to his little flat and jumped. To his astonishment, he made it up to the top of the flight in a single bound. With only 1 foot down, he changed direction and leapt onto the next platform over, a jump he normally would have needed a sprint to cover. He slipped on the landing and sprawled. Duvalier was on his back in a moment. She must have equaled or exceeded the speed and power of his bounds. He tried to wriggle out, but as he turned over, she pinned him with legs that felt like a steel trap. She nailed his arms down in a full pin. Valentine found the situation arousing. Duvalier in the classical position astride him, the flower liberally coating her from the waist up, adding its own strange zest to the moment. But her eyes were lit only in triumph.
Okay, gotcha. Let's have it.
Sorry. Didn't mean to make you the monkey's uncle.
What's that?
A monkey's uncle.
Can't hear you, Valentine. Speak up.
Uncle.
That's better.
She rolled off him. He still felt goosey with the half-drunken, half-hungover sensation.
Ghost, how do they do it?
Do what?
Change us like that.
I've wondered about that myself. Some of the wolves used to say they were just awakening something already inside us. I was talking to a cabin mate named Pankow one time, and I remember he took a gas lamp that was barely on, just a flicker, and turned it all the way up. It hissed and roared and lit up the whole room. He said that's what the wizards do. They just turn up the heat.
Valentine wondered if he could share his fears with her as well. He looked at the healing wound on his hand.
But the bigger the flame, the sooner the gas runs out. You swap heat and light for longevity. It worries me. I haven't met many elderly hunters.
Duvalier shook her head, flour cascading off her face.
Give me a break, Val. You know how long the average cat lasts in the KZ? 2 or 3 years. Ask Wells, she'll confirm it. Me, I'm already well past my lifespan. I'd like to switch subjects. Now that you've been tuned up, it's time to start training. We'll be cutting a lot of corners. I'll try to fill in the holes on the road.
Okay, Sarge. What's next on the agenda?
She began to dust herself off.
Sarge? David, as a courtesy, cats are treated as captains by the other ranks in Southern Command. So you got promoted after all. But rank doesn't mean much to us. As far as the agenda goes, you're going to get some food and sleep in you. Then we're going to run your ass ragged. When I drop, Wells will take over. So you take it easy while you can.